Mom's thing, you were getting a little bored, you were ready to get back to work? Why so?
Just all them congrats, man, and all the nights out and the wave gets tiring, man. So me personally, I was ready to get back, burn some calories, you know, get back to it. So I personally was ready to get back.
What was the highlight of the off-season tour so far?
Definitely my wedding, man. It was the best party that I hosted in a long time, you know. So we had a good time, and my wife loved it. So that definitely was the highlight of my Broncos. Maybe eight or nine guys there. Good time, man.
Does it feel different coming back to work, being the defending champions, knowing that that target's going to be on your back, knowing that how tough it is to repeat?
It does feel different. It does feel different. I mean, like you said, you got the target on your back now. And everybody, if they didn't bring their best last year, they definitely going to give us their best this year. So it just means we have to work that much harder, knowing that we're going to get everybody's best.
What was Gary Kubiak's message to you guys this morning?
Hope y'all enjoyed the wave, but it's time to get back to work. And only way to be successful is to put in that same work that we did before. So that basically was his message.
What do you think about opening up with Carolina?
Oh, to be good, man. No, I ain't on a social network, but I've been hearing and been kind of a lot of social network talk and things like that. So, I mean, it's only right, man. It was the most interesting game last year, so might as well start off the season with that same matchup.
You admitted that it feels a little different coming back after the Super Bowl. As a leader of this team, do you feel like there's some urgency for you to let them know that, hey, we got to work as hard or harder?
Definitely. In that classroom, in that weight room, and on that field while we're training, the leaders on the team is going to play a huge role this year on getting guys off that wave, you know, and getting back to work. So I feel like I'm one of those leaders on the team, leaders on the D. So it's going to be a lead by example kind of situation, you know.
You got to spend some time with Vaughn recently. What's it like not having him here? And what do you talk about trying to get him back here? And are you anxious to have him back?
Oh, yeah, we are definitely anxious to see him walk around the building and stuff. But, I mean, he's going through the business side of football. You know, we all have to go through the business side of football. But, you know, that's just part of our game, and he'd be back in our locker room soon enough.
I know you're not an offensive guy, but what's it like not having a guy like Peyton Manning or Brock Osweiler in there now?
It's different. It's a lot different. The team meeting, I just look at Peyton's spot, and he's not there, you know. So it's different. I mean, but I never been on a team and came back from the offseason to start a new offseason and had the same team. So I never did it before, so we're not doing it this year either. So it's the same thing every year, man. So it's a new team, you know, same work.
Who's sitting in Peyton's spot?
I don't know. I think it was empty. Ain't nobody was bold enough to go sit right there.
You guys kind of played with a chip on your shoulder, even though the statistics said you were the best defense. In trouble for whatever reason, getting respect. Can you still have that chip after winning the championship?
Yeah, we still had conversations about our respect level, you know. So we still don't feel like it's there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's y'all do all the writing and the talking, so there's a lot of questions and stuff about our performance.
Right.
So we still got a chip. We're gonna make it a period instead of a question mark.
What do you think when Brock Osweiler said the Texans gave him the best chance to win?
Hey, everybody is entitled to their opinion, man. I'm happy for Brock, man. He gonna have a chance to take care of his family for a long time, you know, and start his own little thing there in Houston, you know. So I mean, I'm happy for Brock, man. We all happy for him, man, and we wish him well.
Thank you. Peyton isn't back, but does DeMarcus serve that same kind of role, do you think?
I think we split that leadership role, man. DeMarcus plays a huge part, you know. Chris plays a huge part, man. It's a lot of guys in our locker room who plays a part when it comes to leadership, man. Some guys not as vocal, some guys just put their head down and work, and when I see that, it make me put my head down and work, you know. Some guys are vocal, so that leadership role is spread throughout our locker room, man. It's a lot of guys who who take advantage of that role.
Last year, Kubiak was new coming in. This year, you know, despite some roster turnover, is it nice to come in and know exactly what the head coach is expecting?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Just to come in and kind of know how our offseason is going to go, know how phase one, phase two, the OTAs, just kind of know our schedule, know how Coach Kube runs the building, man. It's always nice to have the same D coordinator, the same situation when you come back in, man. A lot of times I came back in off season, I got to learn a whole new defense. I may have to do that 6 or 7 times in 8 years, you know. So it's good to come back to that foundation.
You talked a lot about the chemistry of this team, how it's unique. How much can that help as you're trying to repeat where you don't see a lot of times success, guys fracture, get selfish, I want to get mine. Do you see a difference maybe with this group?
Definitely. I think that chemistry is huge. Just getting back in the swing of things, man. You know, some guys want to come and ease their way into it. Where, you know, we got great chemistry. We ain't scared to talk to each other. So we'll tell him, pick it up. Come on, man. So I feel like just that chemistry is us being able to talk to each other, us holding each other accountable. And I think that'll definitely play a big part in us getting this ball back rolling.
A few more for Akeem.
What's it say to you about a guy like Brandon Marshall who showed up today, even though he hasn't signed his tender, and I know he wants to get a new contract? What'd that mean to say about him, and what's that mean to you?
That's huge, man. Just to see his face, we know he's going through the business side of football, but he's here, man. So first step of getting better than you was last year is showing up, you know. So he getting better, man, and that's a positive for us.
Hey, Keith, you take a look at you lost two starters, I think, on defense and a couple other players that played a lot. A lot of people tend to say, oh, they've lost so much stuff. Really, every team goes through that. I don't think you guys have lost any more than the other. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, like I said, I never came back after off season and had the exact same team there. So it happens every year. And we ain't lose that much on D. We lost two starters. We got 9 starters returning, man. So that's definitely a positive, man. It's a lot of familiar faces in this locker room to me, so that's definitely a positive for us.
Is it still fun? Is it fun that Vaughn's on Dancing with the Stars, or do you feel he should be here with his brothers?
Man, it's super fun that he's on there, man. We support him in everything that he do, and that's a once in a lifetime opportunity, man. And he doing a hell of a job at it, so man. Hopefully make that chip, man. We all go out there and support him, you know. We'll take over the whole crowd, you know. So.
Were you impressed by Disney Night, his performance in Disney Night?
Yeah, I missed Disney Night. I think I was on a flight or something. I seen a couple pictures. That's the only one that I did miss. But the ones that I saw him doing before, man, he's doing a great job, man. He's surprisingly, man. I thought he had been gone, man. He's doing a great job, though.
Are you a better dancer than Vaughn?
Oh, yeah, man, Dance with the Stars, they probably going to want to call me. I'm going to dance after my interceptions and stuff this year. So they might call me next year, you know. I don't do too much dancing on the field, but.
How'd you come up with those shoes for your wedding? Was that a long time planning? Or?
Nah, it was actually, I knew the colors, and I just wanted something different. And YSL, man, Saint Laurent, I seen them Saint Laurents. They was the perfect color. It was a no-brainer.
Did those get any other wear, or those are one time?
Nah, they wasn't done, man.
Did you see Earl Thomas's wedding outfit?
I didn't.
He wore a cape and a crown.
Oh, did he?
So I think he may have outpaced you.
No, I ain't the cape and the crown type, you know. I put some fly shoes on and keep it pushing, you know.
All right, thanks, Keith.
Thank y'all. Y'all take care.